Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks so much for taking some time today. We just wrapped up our three-week series called Free, where each week we kind of unpack the idea that people marked by grace, freed by grace, are marked by generosity. And really, as we walk through this series, we talked about how to become free from greed, free from fear. And then this last week, really, what does this freedom enable us to do? And it's, we want to be free for mission. And on Sunday, I talked about this idea is that generosity, it fuels the mission of God. That Paul kind of, as he wrapped up 2 Corinthians 9, this kind of section around the giving and inviting the saints in Corinth to be a part of what God is doing through the church. And to support believers around the world and specifically in Jerusalem. And he kind of walks us through, I think, a helpful framework as we think about generosity again and what it does. And so first thing is that we begin to see what the source of generosity is, where it is. In verse 10, he says, "He who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for the food will supply and multiply your seed and for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." And it's like Paul is reminding us that that we're not the source of generosity. Rather, God is, right? That he is the one who supplies seed, that he's the one who provides the provision in our lives, and not just seed for us to go and to sow and to share, often the seed representing the gospel, but even bread for food, that what we have, God supplies it. He multiplies it. He increases it. And he again, reminding us that our role, it's to sow. And God's role is to produce the harvest, which moves us from being owners to being stewards, right? That we are great stewards of what God has given to us, and that our generosity flows out of a response to God's generosity. Because before generosity is something God asks from us, it's something he shows us, that we respond to his generosity. And so before we kind of begin asking, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to give? What should I give? We ask, Lord, what have you already given to me? And then he moves in and kind of shows us what happens with the mission of generosity. And he talks about how you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way for the ministry of this service. That word ministry and service, they're so interchangeably and similar. And it's this reminder that when we are generous, when we give, we help move the mission forward. That the mission of generosity is to serve others. That the reason we give is so that others can experience God's blessing in their lives. And generous giving, it flows from generous living. That generosity is not meant to be something that we do in a moment, but it's meant to be an ongoing posture of our lives. That Paul wants us to be generous in every way, and not merely on Sundays or when we're supposed to give or this one-time thing. That generosity is a way of life for us because it reflects the generosity of Jesus, doesn't it? He didn't just give in a moment, right? He gave of himself, all of himself, continually seeking others. And so Sunday, I just kind of gave three practical ways that we can live generously. One is just to plan it in your life, that build generosity into your budget and in your calendar. That as you look at what comes in, you think about, okay, Lord, what can I set aside as first fruits to give back to you? But also, how do I begin to give margin in my calendar to be generous, to bless others? Showing up to life group, supporting a new family that had a baby, someone who maybe is going through a hard time. You know, there's someone at our campus, has a dear friend going through cancer and is helping walk their dog so that they're not having to get out and do some of the things. So just finding simple ways to plan and look to organize it in your budget and in your schedule. And the second way was practice it. Look for some real opportunities to serve someone each week. Maybe it's in your home. You practice hospitality. You open up your home and invite others into it with your possessions. Maybe you see there are things that you have that you no longer need. And maybe there's someone who perhaps you could pass it down or hand it down to them that they may be blessed by that. Practice it in your relationships, right? As you're talking with someone, don't be thinking about what you want to share, what you want to say. Rather, listen to them. Be generous in your attention, in your encouragement, forgiveness, and just moments of needs that come up. You know, as you see something, think about, man, what can I do to help? What can I do to do that? And then prepare for it. This can be just something that helps create some more financial and relational margin in your life, because You may not have it. And so what are some plans that you can begin to put in place to help you prepare for future generosity? And so what are some ways to maybe start handling your finances in a more intentional way? Maybe it's paying off debt. Maybe it's saving. Maybe it's skimming back a little bit so that you could have a little bit of extra as you think about, man, who could I just bless this week? How do you begin to prepare for generosity? Because it's not, generosity doesn't just happen when we have a lot, but generosity happens with whatever we have that God has given us. And then Paul kind of just wraps this section up by showing us ultimately what the goal of generosity is, that the goal of generosity is the glory of God, that he talks about by their approval of this service, they will glorify God. And then he goes back again, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. It's like everything Paul is saying is when we give, when we are generous, both with our finances and our lives, we are making something invisible visible. We're making the invisible grace of God visible. And that's really what it means to glorify. It's to make the invisible God visible in our giving, in our lives, and how we live and what we do. And I'm just so grateful that we have a church that really wants to live and embrace generosity, and not just in our finances, but with our lives, with our prayers, with how we live. And we really want to talk about, just to wrap up here, is how your generosity and my generosity, it's never going to exceed God's generosity, that we cannot outgive God. And so as we think about our week ahead and our months ahead and the rest of the year, I know we shared about how we want to kind of invite the rest of the church into prayer and fasting, which our staff and leaders have been doing for most, if not all of the year. We've covered at least every day in prayer and fasting, and want to invite more people to be a part of that, what God is doing. And part of that is just saying, Lord, use me, use what I have. That we cannot outgive God. And so, Lord, help me to be a more generous person, and not just with my finances, but with my life. And so just as you think about, just as we wrap up here, what are some ways that generosity can begin to move through your life? Because the mission flows and is fueled by generosity, that God's mission is fueled by the generosity of his people. And so as you think about in your life, what does generosity look like, and how can you take a step this week to be more generous in your life? Let's take a moment and pray. God, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for the ways that you continue to serve us, bless us, invite us, God, to experience your grace in everyday lives. Lord, help us to be a people, Lord, that want to be marked by generosity because of how generous, Jesus, you have been to us. You have not withheld anything from your people. Every good and perfect gift we have comes from above, God. So thank you for giving us, Jesus. And may we, in response to that, live a life of generosity. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?